From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. General David Petraeus is warning senators there could be setbacks in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Petraeus serves as the head of U.S. Central Command. NPR's David Wilna has more.
General Petraeus told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the national elections Iraq held earlier this month were only the latest example of that country's move away from the sectarian violence of several years ago.
As always, however, the progress in Iraq is still fragile, and it could still be reversed. Iraq still faces innumerable challenges, and they will be evident during what will likely be a difficult process as the newly elected Council of Representatives selects the next Prime Minister, President, and Speaker of the Council.
Petraeus also predicted what he called tough fighting and periodic setbacks this year for U.S. forces battling Taliban militants in Afghanistan. That combat, he predicted, will likely get harder before it gets easier. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Reports from Pakistan indicate at least 8 people are dead after a missile struck small buildings in the northwestern part of that country. It's not confirmed, but reports suggest the attack could have come from an unmanned U.S. drone. The target appears to have been a suspected compound of militants in the North Waziristan region. Major flooding is in the forecast for many parts of the United States this spring, according to government scientists. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
The upper Midwest looks to see major flooding, largely due to extensive snowpack delivered by a wet and cold winter. Scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the highest threat is in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Iowa, including along the Red River Valley. December precipitation in the region was up to 4 times above average, and cold March temperatures have kept the snow from melting until now. NOAA also predicts a higher-than-average threat of flooding in most of the east and the south from West Texas to Maine. This year, the El Niño weather pattern from the Pacific has brought lots of rain in these regions, and stream flows are already high, and flooding could follow if there's much more spring rain, which is likely in an El Niño year. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Texas police report 2 people are dead in a bus crash south of San Antonio. 17 people are hurt. Authorities say the bus overturned on Interstate 37 as it was headed for Matamoros, Mexico. The Associated Press is quoting the Texas Department of Public Safety, which says 35 people were aboard the tour bus. Pro golfer Tiger Woods says he's returning to the golf circuit next month. He'll participate in the Masters tournament in Georgia on April 8th. Woods has been in seclusion since December after news broke of a number of affairs the married golfer has had. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6 points at 10,648. The Nasdaq is up 7 points. It is at 2369. You're listening to NPR News. The government says builders didn't get started on as many new homes last month. The Commerce Department says housing starts dropped nearly 6% in February. The agency says one reason was record-setting blizzards in the Northeast. Best-selling authors John Grisham and David Baldacci are getting on the e-book bandwagon. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
One complaint some people have had about their new electronic readers has been they cannot get all the books they want to read. John Grisham fans were among those who wondered why they couldn't download any of their favorite author's works. Well, now they can read all of his novels, from Time to Kill to his latest Ford County, in ebook form. Random House today announced their entire backlist of Grisham novels will be available electronically. One other sign of the growing popularity and potential economic clout of the e-book came from best-selling author David Baldacci. His latest book is due out in hardcover in late April. At the same time, his publisher Hachette will release what it describes as an enriched e-book, which will come with special features, including an interview and video of the author. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Protesters in Thailand who don't like their government say they will throw more of their own blood at government offices if they don't get their way. Thai crews are cleaning up gallons of blood flung earlier today at the gate of the Thai prime minister. The opposition got the blood by collecting a few teaspoons from thousands of donors who each showed up to protest this week in Bangkok. The protesters loathe the current government and support former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He was overthrown in a military coup a couple of years ago. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.